About to do a team practice here. Got here a little early, going to do my own stuff. But before I do, go inside. I'm going to stay outside. I'm going to do those breathing techniques that we talked about. So just breath holds. Walking, exhale, hold breath for as many paces as you can. Challenge your breathing. Take a little break. Go again 5 times. It's going to get your lungs warmed up and get you ready. It's also going to improve your stamina. So keep working on those breath holds. After the breath hold, you want to really focus on staying calm with your breath, not panting, not over breathing. Nasal breathing, keep it going, and really just try to calm your breathing as quickly as possible before you go for the next one. So there, I could have gone a little longer. I just wanted to show you an example. But do those breath holds. You can feel it's challenging your lungs. It's going to improve your stamina. It's going to get you ready to play.
Technical session, everyone's favorite. I invited my friend out here. He's a goalkeeper, a friend and a teammate. Asked him if he could come out. You may not have that luxury, but if you do, take benefit, and your friend, your teammate may enjoy getting some extra training and may be happy to come out and join you. So you never know unless you ask. So I do have a big bag of balls here. Honestly, the more balls you can start acquiring, the better for your training. They don't have to be good balls. They can be really poor quality, but more of them is better because you're going to get more repetitions. And more repetitions, if done with quality, means more improvement. So we're lucky we got this great facility here. If you don't have a facility like this, it's not an excuse, okay? You deal with what you have. It is indoor season, and we're very lucky that we have this, so I take advantage when I can. But whether you're playing at the park or you could do this at a wall, stop making excuses. Don't look for reasons why you can't train like this. Just find a way to take these ideas, take these drills, and make your own version of this routine. So here we're working on technique. I'm all about making players who can actually create something in a game. So a lot of us, we can pick up passes and we can keep possession of the ball, but can you score goals? Can you make assists? Can you create chances for your team? And in order to do that, you have to practice in a specific way. So like every workout, we're going to do a warm-up. And I was a little rushed, so I sped through this one, but same warm-up as usual. You can do the leg swings. I missed the rotations on this one, but the downward dog, upward dog, and just take your time. Don't rush. If you need to get there a little earlier to take more time and focus on your warm-up, then I would really recommend you do that. Never neglect the importance. I learned that the hard way. I tore my quad maybe 3 years ago. You may have remembered if you've been watching me for a while, and that was because I didn't have a good warm-up. I just went on the field and played a game because I wanted to play. I wasn't smart, and it ended up being the worst decision because it really held me back for about a year. So take the time, do a proper warm-up. It's going to make you a better athlete in the end. You're getting benefit from these mobility stretches. They're making you more athletic. They're making you less prone to injury. They're warming you up. It's like fitness training at the same time, strength training, core training. So really take your time with that. So the first technical drill I would do is long passing. So here we're just starting with pinging a few balls on the ground. Keep it nice and easy to start. Again, you want to ease into it. You don't just want to get super excited and go blasting balls as hard as you can right away. That's how you get injured. But just easing into it with some low passes. So here we're trying to play two touch. Good first touch out of your feet. And then play a productive pass, play an accurate pass, try to hit him in the air, no bounce before it gets to your teammate, try to make it land right on his foot or right on his chest. I really hate leaving the ball short, so I'd rather overhit it than underhit it. Alternating feet each time, focus on the quality of your first touch. Can you get that first touch out of your feet? And then ping that pass. Really focus on a nice flexed foot, striking under the ball, swiping under the ball. Keep that foot flexed through contact. Don't let your ankles, don't let your toes go weak, and practice on both sides. Even if your weak foot isn't as good, it's not going to get any better unless you get those repetitions. So if you don't have a teammate, you could do some wall passing. You could pass at a wall from distance. If you don't have that luxury, then let's just do a little more shooting, a little more ball striking. But really, you should focus on long passing, especially during the winter season, if you have to play indoor like me, because it's a skill that you lose. This was just me getting the goalkeeper a few warm-up shots, and also just working on my footwork, getting my feet going, getting things moving, always focusing on that sharpness, but that was more for him. So the first shooting drill is just a finesse finish, trying to play two touch, one to control and one to place it in a corner. So all of these are with the inside of the foot, a finesse finish or a placed finish, one to get it out of your feet, one to bend it in a corner. So right foot, left foot, taking your time, get your head up. Well, don't take your time, actually. Try to do it quickly, but be composed. Don't rush yourself. But you're trying to focus on good first touch and then quick finish with composure. This is a habit, a skill that you need to develop so you can do it under pressure in games, because so many times in games we get good opportunities but we just snatch our shots or we just try to hit it with our laces. When if we just took the time to place it in a corner, we probably score a lot more goals. The next one is a one-on-one finish with the keeper. So here, practicing running with the ball with speed towards the goal and practicing your finishing. Now, if you don't have a goalkeeper, that's fine. Just practice, or you don't have someone to pass you the ball, that's fine. Just practice taking a heavy first touch and then chasing the ball down, composing yourself with one touch and finishing with the next. Can you finish with both feet? If you can practice with a goalkeeper, obviously it's great because it's going to give you more variety. But even if you're practicing by yourself, practice finishing with variety. But the biggest thing here is dribbling with pace. First touch out of your feet, attack quickly, and then compose yourself for a quick finish. So if you have a teammate, he can play you on a through ball. If you're practicing by yourself, as I said, take a big first touch and then chase it down. Try to compose yourself for a finish. If you have a goalkeeper, great, take advantage. But no excuses. You make your own workout. You make this work for yourself. So don't look for reasons why you can't do these drills. Show me how you can figure out ways to do these drills. Really focus on that good, calm finish, trying to find those corners. The next drill is crossing and finishing. Again, in the winter, so important that you practice this, because this was the first time that I had done it in a while, and honestly, we were struggling on the quality on both sides, especially with the finishing. It's just a finish you don't do very often when you're playing futsal or indoor all season. So take turns doing, if you have a partner, obviously you want to practice the crossing as much as the finishing, because they're both very important skills. So with the crossing, try to lead your teammate, put it into his path rather than right at him. With the finishing, really focus on getting over the ball. It's better to put the balls into the ground than trying to blast it, because what happens when these crosses come in with pace is usually you hit it and it goes high, it goes over the net, you can't get your knee over it. So really focus on getting over it, putting it into the ground. If it bounces into the ground, that's fine. Just get it on net, just like that, as an example. So something I need to practice, but I'm glad I put these in here for you guys. Practicing that quality of pass, timing of your run, so don't get in too early. You really want to focus on timing and meeting the ball with your run. If you're in too early, you're going to have to backtrack. So this is another skill, the timing of your run, not just the technique of shooting the ball or playing a pass. And also, you're getting stamina with all these drills, so running forward, running back. And don't allow yourself to stop. Don't allow yourself to walk back. When it's time to track back, just keep moving. You'll rest in between the exercises. Get a quick drink of water in between the exercises. The next one is one-time shooting. So if you don't have a teammate to pass you a ball, you can just practice your laces shooting. Just roll the ball out of your feet. Practice striking with your right. Then roll it out of your feet, practice striking with your left. If you can practice with a teammate, a one-timer is a great skill to practice, because it is a very different technique than hitting a dead ball or hitting a ball that you've been dribbling. Here, so really focus on just getting your body over the ball, good strong foot contact, nice flexed foot. Don't try to hit the ball too hard, especially when it's a one-timer. The quicker that ball is coming at you, the more you just have to focus on holding your foot strong, getting your body over the ball, and you don't have to swing that hard. So I'm really just focusing on good, fluid technique, not trying to strike the ball too hard. if the ball is coming in slowly or soft, I can strike it. I can swing at it a little harder. But if it's coming in real quick, I'm really just focusing. Get your body over the ball. Make good contact. Make sure everything's following through to your target. Your body, your shoulders, your feet, your follow through, your knee. Make sure it's all going in the direction that you want it to go. Also, think about your footwork. So as you approach the ball, if you're flat footed, it's going to be hard. You really want to think about having nice, quick feet moving towards the ball. So this is another drill that you can do, is the one-timers. This is one of my other teammates who was supposed to join us, but he showed up late, but he joined for the last couple drills. So the last one we're going to do is a one-on-one. Oh, and sorry, for the crossing and finishing, if you don't have a partner, what you would practice individually is volleys. So just hit the ball up for yourself. You can do half volleys, full volleys, side volleys. Practice striking the ball out of the air first time. This is a one-on-one. Make a quick move and then finish. So even if you don't have a partner, practice dribbling. You could dribble at a cone or just dribble at space. Make one quick move, go to either side, and then get your shot off. So with the goalkeeper, it's great because it forces you to choose different shots. And then that would be the session. So after that, you would go into your team practice. Everyone else is just getting there, just starting their warm up, and you're already fresh, you're ready to go. So now you're into the session, and obviously you give your best, you do all the things that you usually do, try to dominate, try to be active, play both sides of the game, defend, get on the ball lots, play forward passes, score goals, have fun, exert yourself around the pitch, be physically active, as well as getting on the ball and be technical. Then at the end of the session, when everyone else is done, I want you to do one more thing. I call it a bit of extras. So I just want you to do one rep. You could do, sometimes I do figure eights. Sometimes maybe it's just to the other side of the field and back. But just the principle of always doing a little bit more than you have to. So here I just went to one corner of the field. I did a figure eight. So sprint to each corner flag. And it's not necessarily a sprint. It's more like a 60%. Just opening up your stride, doing some extra fitness, but get yourself to the point where you're a bit tired and you have to push through some fatigue at the very end. That's the end of the session. Then after, obviously, spread the love, make sure everyone knows that you appreciate them, and we're all part of a team here, building that team chemistry, motivating each other, letting everyone know that, hey, it was a good session, let's keep the energy positive around here, we're all in this together. Can't wait to see you at the game. We're going to kill it this week. Just making everyone feel good and letting them know that you appreciate them being on the team and we're all in this together. So then when everyone's leaving, I just take a little bit of more time and do some stretches. So here I'm not actually doing static stretching. I'm going to do some stretching in my recovery session at the gym in the hot tub. Here I'm just really focusing on trying to release some tension from my legs, so doing a little bit of shakes, doing some biking, and I'm just thinking about trying to get all this blood, all this tension, the tightness out of my legs. So inversion, laying on your back, getting your legs up is a really good way to do this. So some shakes and some bikes, and you don't have to put a time frame on it, but just do what feels good. If you feel like it's making a difference, then keep going. This is a wall inversion, straight leg wall inversion. Again, just letting that blood flow out of your legs. The idea here is to leave the field feeling a little fresher than when you finish the session. So obviously you're not going to be able to relieve all the tension, but if you can do something to release some of that blood flow, some of that tightness in your legs that's built up already, some of those heavy legs, then that's going to make a big difference in your ability to train and play tomorrow. This is a wide leg inversion. Wide leg wall inversion. You can feel a stretch obviously in your groin and in your hips, but letting that blood flow out of the legs and take your time there. Here I'm going a little bit quicker than I may have had to. It all depends on you. At this point, you're done putting in the hard work, so I don't mind you staying a little bit extra if you want to. This is a reverse pike. It looks a little awkward, but you can definitely get into that position. If you can't right away, just try a few times, and by the third day, you'll probably figure it out. Some back rolls here. These aren't necessary. I was just trying to throw those in there, but just take your time. If you want to do a little bit of stretching, you can, but I'm going to go and do my main stretches in the gym, in the hot tub, in the recovery session. So everyone else is leaving. I'm just taking a little more time to take care of my body and have no problem being by myself. There's strength in solitude, as I say, so don't be afraid to take time with yourself, stretch those calves, a little bit of forward bend. And the idea here is just I want to relieve the tension. I was just doing this one for the camera, but I may usually take a little more time and just really focus on how can I release some of this tension, because I want to come back and I want to be able to train tomorrow. So as you can see, no one else is here. First to arrive to get the most out of the session, the last one to leave, and the one who trains the most frequently, but the one who gets the most results.